Sales of armored cars may be picking up, but the future of electric cars looks increasingly shaky. Later this month, California is likely to abandon a decade-old experiment that envisioned streets full of electric cars. Automakers were supposed to sell a certain number of non-polluting vehicles in the state beginning this year. The only cars that currently meet this requirement are battery-powered and must be plugged in and recharged. But with car companies now developing hydrogen fuel cell technology, California may soon release them from the battery electric car mandate, NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
California is the only state allowed to set its own emission standards, and the state has used its privilege forcefully. A few years ago, it required automakers to put a small number of electric cars on the streets of California to prove the technology would be ready for this year's deadline. But car companies say the experiment has been a failure.
You cannot mandate the laws of physics, and the battery technology just didn't develop.
That's Aaron Shostak of the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, which represents all the major car companies. California at first mandated that 10% of cars sold in the state by 2003 be so-called zero-emission vehicles. It later lowered that to 2%. But Shostak says the problem is consumers have shown little interest in battery-powered cars.
They were twice as much as gasoline-powered cars in terms of cost. They only went 70 to 100 miles on a charge, and then they had to be recharged for up to 6 hours. And so in order to comply, some companies had to resort to giving away these vehicles because consumers wouldn't buy them.
In contrast, newer vehicles known as gasoline-electric hybrids have been selling rapidly. They're cleaner than traditional cars, but they still emit some tailpipe pollutants. Hydrogen fuel cell cars, the likely next step in auto technology, are non-polluting, but they're years away from being mass marketed. So later this month, the California Air Resources Board will consider a plan to acknowledge this evolving technology. It would let automakers meet zero-emission rules with a few experimental fuel cell cars rather than tens of thousands of electric cars. Rich Verenchik is a spokesman for the Air Resources Board.
They could pretty well abandon battery-powered electric vehicles by producing a small number of fuel cell vehicles between 2005 and 2008.
By a small number, he means 250 cars among all the automakers. They would also get some credit for hybrids, and the future of the zero-emission rules would be reviewed in 2008. The proposed change is disappointing to Jason Mark of the Union of Concerned Scientists. He says although environmentalists like hybrids, that technology is not the ultimate answer.
The hybrid vehicle market is emerging quite nicely, but in fact it's vital that the California government continue to keep that goal focused on zero-emission vehicles, even in modest numbers, so that we ensure that we make that ultimate second step to completely pollution-free cars.
And John White, a Sacramento lobbyist for the Sierra Club, argues that both hybrids and fuel cell cars make use of and owe a debt to the electric engines developed at the state's insistence.
I think the regulation has fostered those technologies, even though we haven't had as many battery electric vehicles as we'd hoped. We've still made progress in getting electric vehicle and zero-emission vehicle technology on the road.
Car companies dispute there's been much benefit at all from the California mandate. In fact, it's currently on hold due to a lawsuit brought by GM and Daimler Chrysler. Automakers do, however, seem pleased about the proposed new rules. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.